Hope you all had a great weekend. I spent this past weekend decluttering some of my closets. Our community center actually has this awesome event that I encourage any moms with times on their hands to try to do in their community. They had an art supply swap where you can bring new or gently used art supplies to donate to another family that could use it. So the beginning of the morning was drop off your donations, and then the afternoon was you actually can come and pick up and pick out some art supplies, and anything that they had left over, they were donating, which I thought was just such a great idea. I was supposed to be cleaning out my bedroom closet on Saturday, but I shifted to my family room closets to get all of that art stuff out that my kids are no longer using because I didn't know where I could actually donate it. You know, Green Drop does do the pickups, but they don't take used art supplies. So I literally went through every crevice where I have art supplies in my house, which I had pretty organized because I did a big declutter last year. I got rid of the obvious stuff that was for younger kids that I know my kids definitely won't use, but I was keeping so much stuff over the past couple of years because it was in such great shape, and I thought that maybe one day my kids might use it again. I literally had a stamp set that I got the girls when Ash was probably maybe six. She's now 15, and I honestly don't think that they've ever taken them out of the house in the 8 years since we moved into our house. So I went through all of that stuff and I filled up two huge shopping bags of art supplies. It felt so great to get it out of the house and know that it is going to another family in my town or somewhere else that will just really enjoy it and have fun with it. If you're in my Facebook group, you saw some of the pictures of my decluttering. And if you also didn't know, I'm currently running a Clean Out Your Closet challenge in my Facebook group where if you post a picture of your closet clean out, you're automatically entered into winning a free time management coaching session with me. It's a win-win. You get a clean, organized closet and a chance to win a free session with me where I help you organize your week and help you get a few hours back to focus on the things that really matter to you, starting with self-care. And I'm decluttering along with you, which brings us to today's quote. Clutter is nothing more than postponed decisions by Barbara Hempel. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a whole lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. Today's quote is, "Clutter is nothing more than postponed decisions," by Barbara Hempel. As working moms, we're juggling so many responsibilities, and the amount of decisions we make in a day is a pretty crazy number. The average adult makes anywhere from 33,000 to 35,000 decisions a day. And that's the average adult. I would love to see the research on a working mom. I wouldn't be surprised if it's almost double that. So decision fatigue is a real thing. So it's not surprising that with our limited time and all the decisions about what to keep, what to discard, and where to put things, totally gets postponed because our brains are always in a million different places. But as a result, the clutter accumulates because let's be honest, the majority of your partners and kids are not taking the initiative to declutter. Russ makes the attempt to straighten up by putting things in piles because he's not taking the chance of getting rid of something that I might need. And I don't blame him. The consequences are not worth it if he's better off making a pile. But those piles of clutter, whether you realize it or not, are really adding more stress into your life and affecting that work-life balance we are all working towards. And a lot of clutter comes down to organization. If you take the time to focus on creating space and a home for all the things you have and getting rid of all the things you don't have space for or that your family's not using, it will make maintaining an organized and clean home so much easier. Once you have it all organized, then you can implement the systems to maintain it all. It makes making those decisions on what to do with the stuff coming in your house so much easier to make then and there, and prevents those piles from forming. And the best part is you can actually get your family involved in the process because you can teach them where things should go. And moms, the clutter isn't just physical. As we've been talking about the past few weeks, the clutter and disorganization can not only have effect on your mental and emotional well-being, it can really also affect your kids too. If you have a child that has any sort of anxiety or is neurodiverse, which unfortunately seems to be more common than not these days, Having an organized and clutter-free environment can really help them feel calmer and less overwhelmed. Just think of the impact it has on you and your mood. So moms, when you look at that pile of clutter, know that it literally is nothing more than a postponed decision. The decision to put it away, the decision to throw it out or donate it, the decision to do something with it. So what is holding you back from making that decision? That is the question you have to ask yourself. And that brings us to this week's challenge. My challenge for you this week, mama, and you can combine this one with the closet cleanout challenge. You're going to go to one of those piles you have somewhere in your house, whatever the pile is, a pile of clothes in the corner, a pile of toys, a pile of paperwork. And you're going to go through each item and ask yourself, what decision are you not making? What decisions have you postponed that has caused this clutter to build? If it's something you or your family uses often, then maybe the decision you have postponed is buying shelves with cubbies to put away the kids' toys. If it's paperwork, maybe you postpone the decision to start managing your paperwork more efficiently, which come back tomorrow because tomorrow we're talking all about decluttering your paperwork. If it's your clothes, then those postponed decisions can be anywhere from the decisions to donate clothes that you no longer wear or having that garage sale you've been wanting to. Or maybe it's that you postpone the decision to focus on your health so you fit back into your clothes. Doing this exercise will really help you build awareness around why you're not as organized as you want to be and will help motivate you to get to work on the rest of your house. And I want to help keep you accountable. Head on over to our free Facebook community. Just search up Work-Life Balance for Working Moms and join our Clean Out Your Closet Challenge for a chance to win a free time management coaching session with me. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.